Legislators in Lansing are in the process of finalizing a state budget for the 2025 fiscal year. That's after Governor Gretchen Whitmer shared her plan last month. The proposal includes about $75 million for transit and rail programs, but some public transit advocates say the budget skimps on support for local busing. Megan Owens is the executive director of Transportation Riders United. She tells WDET's Alex McLennan the amount of funding the state gives municipal bus services has declined over time.
Last year, we did in fact see record levels of state funding for public transit, but some of that was one-time funding. And so we were quite disappointed when this year Governor Whitmer's budget proposal did not maintain any of that one-time funding, not including that one-time funding, by just 2%. Unfortunately, the cost of running buses increased by 9% last year.
How important is that state funding to a local transit authority like a SMART or a DDOT, for example? How much do they rely on that money?
Oh, that's critical. It's critically important. At one point in time, the state actually covered half the costs of running local bus service, and that meant the local community only had to come up with half the costs from taxes and fares and ads and whatever else. But over the years, that's dropped down to barely 30%. Now, 30% of the budget is still vitally important. And so both SMART and DDOT and other agencies are trying to improve and expand and innovate their service, but you can't innovate when you're struggling to basically pay the bills.
So I know that it's been a few weeks since the governor's budget proposal came out, and I know your group was trying to get some transit advocates to meet with leaders in Lansing. Have you been able to do that, and do you think something could change? Because the budget is still a proposal, and it isn't final, so could the final thing look different, and could there be more bus funding yet, or where do you think things are at from your viewpoint?
I think there is a big potential to improve it. The governor's budget proposal is, as you said, a proposal. It's up to the legislature to introduce actual budget bills and vote and pass them over the course of the next 2 months or so. And so it really is up to the legislature to decide what that's going to look like. And for the first time ever, Michigan has a legislative transit caucus, 46 different legislators from across the state. So there's a lot of potential to see that funding restored and enhanced, but the legislators do have a lot of different mixed priorities demanding their attention, which is why not only was I up at the Capitol last week talking before the House Budget Committee, but we are mobilizing individuals who care about transit to make sure they're communicating that with their legislators. It's up to the legislature to ultimately decide how much funding goes into transit.
And meanwhile, Mayor Mike Duggan is proposing a 13% increase for DDOT next year. Can you talk a little bit about that and what things could look like for DDOT in 2025 if there is going to be a little less money coming in from Lansing?
Yeah, we are really excited that the mayor's proposal increases funding for transit. We've been echoing for over a year the importance of investing in local bus service, especially because we need to have competitive wages for drivers. In January, DDOT did increase the wages for drivers by $3 an hour and add more incentive bonuses to make the pay more competitive. And they're starting to see an increase in the number of drivers, and riders are starting to see more reliable service, but it's just a start.
And you kind of touched on what I was going to bring up next. There has been a lot of talk for a while about whether the DDOT driver jobs are that attractive, and it does seem to be something the city is thinking about. Like you said, they did get raises earlier this year, but when they say they're upping funding and wanting to hire 117 more drivers, is it as easy as simply saying we want to hire 117 more, or does more need to be done to make it appealing to be a DDOT driver?
They do definitely need to continue to work on making those jobs appealing. Boosting the pay, providing more incentives does make it so that more people are at least considering them. They're also still in active talks with the union about how to make the job a little more manageable, have a reliable schedule so you know week to week, day to day, when you're going to be working. Do things like provide bonuses if you're working the overnight shift. Workers have a lot of choices, and while driving a bus can be a really solid, rewarding job, and it's critically important, the city does need to make it a competitive, attractive job that people want to take and to stay in.
Megan Owens is the executive director of Transportation Riders United. She spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.